Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. Let's get started with the first article. How to clean an air conditioner so it runs like new all summer. Thoroughly cleaning your unit, from the coils to the filter, improves efficiency and lowers costs. By Sarah Yang, Maggie Seaver, and Morgan Knoll. Updated on March 8, 2025. Cleaning your air conditioner before summer gets into full swing is crucial. During the warmer weather, your air conditioner works overtime, especially if you like to keep cool by staying inside, and a dirty unit doesn't work as well. Running a clogged air conditioner not only decreases its efficiency, but can also damage your entire system or make you sick. Trust us, you want to take the time to keep everything dust and grime free. Whether you have central air or a window unit, here's how to clean an air conditioner like a professional, with tips from professionals. Meet the expert. Dave Mijin, HVAC manager at B&W Plumbing and Heating Company, Inc. Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt, partners at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Giacomo Calzavara, managing director of JMATEK North America. How often to clean an air conditioner? Window AC units need to be cleaned regularly. I would recommend cleaning a window AC unit every 2 weeks, says Giacomo Calzavara of JMATEK North America. Dirty air conditioners not only affect the unit's performance, they can also send pollutants and irritants into your home's air. As for a central AC unit, it's a good idea to have a professional inspect and clean your system once a year. They can make sure the coolant levels are on target, check for leaks, and clean the coils. For DIY cleaning, follow the steps below at least once during the summer. Signs your AC needs to be cleaned. As we mentioned, it's best to thoroughly clean and inspect your air conditioner annually. However, the following signs mean your unit may need to be cleaned immediately. Lack of cool air. If the air being blown out of the unit is not cold, that's a massive sign that your AC needs maintenance or cleaning. When the AC doesn't work efficiently, you might be tempted to crank the thermostat down or let it run for longer before you do that. Try cleaning it so you don't run up your electric bill. If you're still having trouble, call in a professional. If your air conditioner or HVAC system can't maintain consistent temperatures, a technician is the best person to investigate the issue, says Brian Kleinschmidt. Unusual noises and smells. Your air conditioner should not make noises other than a mechanical hum or the sound of the blower. If you hear a knocking or whirring, or the unit sounds louder than usual, it may be time for a cleaning. If you hear any, call a technician to inspect the problem more closely, says Mika Kleinschmidt. Additionally, your air conditioner should not be releasing any odor into the air. If you suddenly notice a musty, earthy, or burning smell, check your unit. It probably needs to be cleaned. Visible dirt and higher bills. A significant sign that your AC needs a good cleaning is that it simply looks dirty. Yes, a certain amount of dirt will collect on the part of the unit that sits outside. However, if you notice dust or dirt on the fins, dirt in the runoff pan, or even mold, your AC needs to be cleaned. Also, have you noticed a sudden uptick in your electric bill? The cleanliness of your air conditioner might be to blame. Dirty ACs don't function at their highest efficiency, which means they have to work harder, driving up energy bills. If your utility bills increase but your overall usage remains the same, one or more components of your system may not be working as they should, Brian Kleinschmidt says. What you'll need. Materials. Window AC unit. A screwdriver, cloth, soft brush, spray bottle, mild dish soap or mild detergent. Central AC unit. screwdriver, cloth, vacuum, hose. Instructions. How to clean a window AC unit with mild dish soap. These are two primary areas to focus on when cleaning an AC unit. Filters and coils. Filters remove the dust from the air, and when they are clogged, they force your AC unit to work harder. Coils help move the hot and cold air, so make sure they're not clogged with dirt and dust. Step 1. Turn off the unit. Turn off the unit for safety purposes. It's always a good idea to turn off the power and unplug the cord before working on an electrical unit. Step 2. Remove and clean the cover. Depending on your unit, there will be a front cover that is fastened with tabs, knobs, or screws. Consult your air conditioner's manual to confirm removing the front cover and opening your unit. Step 3. Remove and clean the filter. Find the filter, which is typically located in the front of the unit. Check your manual if you're struggling to find it. Dust the filter with a cloth. Rinse it with lukewarm water and mild soap. Let the filter dry completely before placing it back in the unit. Step 4. Locate and clean the coils. Most window air conditioners will have two sets of coils, the evaporator coils in front, inside, and the condenser coils in the back, outside. Brush away dirt from the coils with a soft brush or cloth. Clean away any additional dirt with a spray bottle filled with slightly soapy water. Try putting a little mild detergent or dish soap in the bottle if the debris is hard to remove, but not so much soap that it gets too sudsy. Dry with a clean cloth. Step 5. Dry thoroughly. Make sure all parts of the unit are dry, then replace the front cover. Turn the unit back on. How to clean a central AC unit with a hose and water. You can clean some central air conditioners yourself as long as you feel comfortable doing so. If you're unsure about what you're doing, don't have the correct tools, or feel uncomfortable opening up your central AC unit, call a professional. Step 1. Turn off unit. Turn off your AC and locate the vent. Depending on the construction of your home, your central AC vent may be located on the walls, under windows, in the ceiling, or on the floor. Step 2. Remove the vent cover. Depending on how your vent cover is secured, you may need to use a screwdriver to unscrew the cover or simply use push tabs to open it. Step 3. Remove and clean the filter. You should find the filter right behind the vent cover. If you have a washable filter in your AC vent, follow the steps above under How to Clean a Window AC Unit to clean it. If you don't have a reusable filter, simply swap out the old filter for a new one. Make sure any arrows on the filter are facing the right direction. Step 4. Clear the drain line. Indoor central air units usually have a PVC drain line that removes condensation. You need to flush this to prevent buildup or clogs. Find the access point, usually a T-vent with a cap. Remove the cap and check for any visible blockages, clearing out debris with a gloved hand. Pour about a cup of white vinegar down the pipe. After letting the vinegar sit for several minutes, 10 to 30, flush the line with water. If there is a clog and or water isn't draining correctly, contact a professional. Otherwise, perform a preventative monthly flush. Step 5. Turn off the outdoor unit. Cleaning the condenser unit outside is another important part of central AC maintenance. This typically only needs to be done once a year, but may need to be done more often depending on the location of your unit and if it is prone to lots of debris. It's important to keep the area surrounding your condenser unit clean and debris-free, says Mika Kleinschmidt, home improvement expert. A good rule of thumb is not to let any plants or other wildlife grow within a 2-foot radius of your air conditioner. Once you locate the condenser, turn it off. To do this, find the breaker switch outside, which is usually located under a flip-up lid near the condenser unit. Step 6. remove the top of the condenser unit. After the top is removed, use a wet-dry vacuum to remove any leaves, grass, dirt, or other debris in or around the unit. Step 7. Spray down unit. With a basic garden hose, carefully spray down the unit to remove the remaining dirt. Making sure not to get the electrical box wet, use a hose, not a power washer, because the latter can damage the fins. Step 8. Allow to dry. Wait 30 to 60 minutes to let the condenser unit dry completely before turning it back on. Seasonal upkeep and maintenance tips. Next is upkeep. Companies like ours should come out and do the heavy maintenance on it, but in between, there are air conditioning maintenance tips people can follow themselves, says Dave Magine of B&W Plumbing and Heating. It's like a car. You have to have your mechanic tune it up, but there are still things you can do to make sure it's running too. Step 1. Change the filters. For central AC units, Magine recommends checking the filter every 30 to 60 days to see if it's dirty or dusty. Lifestyle makes a big difference since people who have kids or pets might have to change it every month, while those who don't have too many visitors or animals might only need to swap it out every 2 or 3 months. We often tell our clients that simple preventative measures like this can take just minutes to do, but can help ensure your system is working efficiently and can help save money in the long run, says Brian Kleinschmidt. Step 2. Remove blockages. Make sure nothing is blocking the unit. Airflow is so critical to cooling systems, so make sure there aren't any beds, dressers, clothes, books, or other items blocking the unit vents, Magine says. For your central air conditioner's outdoor unit, Magine suggests leaving at least a 12-inch clearance around it at all times. Step 3. Level the unit. Every year, use a level to check window and central air units. If either is off kilter, you can experience reduced efficiency or damage. When installing a window unit, make sure it's level in the window and that the outside section is tilted slightly downward to help with the drainage. For central air conditioning, double-check the condenser outside. The installer should have leveled the pad it sits on, but weather and erosion can slowly cause sections to sink. If it's not level, use shims to lift the pad or call in a professional. Step 4. Regularly check for common issues. Constantly check for common problems like weak airflow, icy coils, unusual noises, and leakages in all types of units. They could indicate a blockage in your air conditioner, a clogged filter, or low refrigerant levels. The fix could be something simple, like an air filter change, or you could need additional tweaks. Frequently asked questions. Do you have to remove your window AC unit to clean it? It is unnecessary to remove your air conditioner from the window to clean it. Removing the front panel should allow you to clean the unit's insides sufficiently. Just make sure you unplug it. Be sure to clean it thoroughly before you set it up for the summer and before you store it at the end of the summer. Is it okay to spray water or use a pressure washer on my air conditioner? Spraying water on the exterior condenser coils of a window air conditioner is usually okay. Unplug the unit first and avoid any electrical components. Also, it's best to lightly mist your air conditioner instead of hitting it with a forceful spray. With central AC, using a power washer can damage the fins or the entire unit, rendering the system inoperable. Skip the power washer and stick to a regular garden hose. If you don't feel comfortable cleaning the system, call a professional. What should I do if I find mold in my AC unit? If you find mold in your window air conditioner, consider throwing it away and getting a new one. Mold can spread quickly, so getting rid of it is crucial. If you find mold in a central air unit, contact a mold remediation specialist because it may have spread into other areas of your home. That concludes the article, How to Clean an Air Conditioner So It Runs Like New All Summer. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. let's move on to the next article. The ideal AC temperature to set during a heat wave, according to an HVAC pro. It's warmer than you think, by Leslie Corona. Published on June 25, 2025. Key takeaways. For optimal comfort and efficiency during a heat wave, set your thermostat to the highest temperature you find comfortable, typically between 75 and 78 degrees Fahrenheit. A consistent thermostat setting helps your AC run more efficiently and prevents energy waste or wear on the system. Smart habits like using fans and closing blinds can keep your home cooler without overworking your air conditioner. Most people look forward to the warm days of summer. You get to spend more time outside enjoying the fresh air and sun. But when temperatures rise to scorching triple digits, we immediately want to retreat indoors for relief from the heat. In these conditions, it's natural to want to blast the AC so you can turn your home into an icebox, but it's not the most energy-friendly or cost-efficient strategy. So, if you shouldn't crank down the temperature to achieve Arctic-like conditions indoors, what should you aim for? We decided to ask an HVAC expert for the best temperature you should set your thermostat to during a heat wave so you can stay comfortable while conserving as much energy as possible. Meet the expert. Elizabeth Shavers, a general HVAC and plumbing manager at OnCourse Home Solutions. The best AC temperature to set during a heat wave. The Department of Energy suggests setting your AC to between 75 to 78 degrees Fahrenheit, but ultimately you should decide what's best for your household. Their easiest to follow advice is to set the temperature to as high as is comfortable when you're home, and then keeping the home just a little warmer than normal when you're away. Elizabeth Shavers, General HVAC and Plumbing Manager at OnCourse Home Solutions, thinks the latter approach is best. According to her, a specific temperature is less important than keeping your thermostat at a steady, moderate setting rather than making extreme adjustments. Consistency prevents the AC from overworking while keeping your home comfortable without wasting energy, she explains. The Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star program advises upping the thermostat by 7 degrees Fahrenheit when you're away during the day and even 4 degrees Fahrenheit when you're asleep, if you can manage it. They also recommend a programmable thermostat or timer so the house can start cooling down gradually before you arrive or wake up. Warning. One thing you should never do, Shaver warns, is immediately crank the thermostat very low to try and cool your home faster. This wastes energy and can strain the unit, she explains. Other energy-friendly tips for staying cool. There are other things you can do to keep your home comfortable without dialing down the temperature on the thermostat even further. Here's what Shavers recommends. Schedule routine maintenance and change your air filters regularly so your cooling system can run more efficiently. This will also extend its lifespan and reduce energy costs. Keep blinds and curtains closed during the day to block heat from the sun. Con Edison reports that about 40% of unwanted heat comes through windows. Use ceiling or box fans to improve air circulation and help you feel even cooler. Avoid using heat-generating appliances like ovens and dryers during the hottest part of the day. Make sure doors and windows are properly sealed so that cool air stays inside. Keep furniture and rugs away from vents to allow for good airflow, and ensure any outdoor units are clear of debris and plants. That concludes the ideal AC temperature to set during a heat wave, according to an HVAC pro. Now let's move on to another article. 7 everyday essentials you should replace at least once a year, according to experts. Refresh your space and routines with these annual upgrades, by Amanda Lauren, published on June 16, 2025. They say nothing lasts forever, and that's especially true for many items you probably don't think much about, even though you use them daily or even multiple times a day. The problem? Neglecting to replace these things can end up costing you more in the long term, and in some cases, even impact your health. From the kitchen and bathroom to the bedroom and those hard-to-reach corners of your home, here are seven things experts recommend replacing every year. Meet the expert, Shantae Duckworth, professional organizer and founder of Shantae's Your Space. Leslie Kilgore, professional organizer and founder of Get It Straight. Angelia York, vice president of St. Louis Closet Company. 1. Filters. While you probably replace your water filter regularly, there are many other filters in your home that you might not even be aware of. Failure to swap out those used filters for fresh ones can be problematic, says Shantae Duckworth, professional organizer and founder of Shantae's Your Space. According to Duckworth, filters, whether in your HVAC system, wall AC units, portable air purifiers, or range hoods, get clogged with dust, allergens, and debris over time, making your systems work harder and your air less clean. Over time, these filters get clogged with dust, pollen, pet dander, cooking residue, and all sorts of airborne debris. When that happens, not only does your air become less clean, which can aggravate allergies or asthma, but your appliances also have to work harder to do their jobs, the pro organizer says. That extra strain can shorten the life of your systems and drive up your energy bills. Keep in mind that once a year is really a minimum, and depending on how often you run these things, they may need to be replaced more frequently. Replacing filters at least once a year, or more often depending on the item and usage, helps keep everything running efficiently and ensures you're breathing cleaner, healthier air in your home, Duckworth says. It's one of those behind-the-scenes tasks that makes a big difference in how your home feels. 2. Plastic food containers. If your leftovers aren't staying fresh in the plastic food containers you're currently using, you've probably been holding onto them for far too long. Even if they look perfectly fine on the outside, over time they can become scratched or warped, especially if they've been through the microwave or dishwasher repeatedly, explains Duckworth. Those little scratches can trap bacteria, making it harder to get them truly clean, and lingering smells or stains from past meals can build up no matter how well you wash them. If those containers are really old, or you don't know where they came from, they could be very dangerous. According to Duckworth, older plastics may start to break down or leach chemicals when heated, which isn't something you want near your food. Replacing them yearly is a simple, affordable way to keep your kitchen safer and more hygienic, she adds. It's also a great excuse to finally get rid of the mismatched lids and warped bottoms cluttering your cabinets. 3. Pillows. Do you remember the last time you replaced your pillows? Then it's probably time to treat yourself. Best of all, you'll get a better night's sleep. Leslie Kilgore, professional organizer and founder of Get It Straight, advises replacing your pillows every year. They can collect sweat, oils, and dust mites, which can affect sleep quality and trigger allergies, she explains. If you invest in expensive pillows and don't want to replace them annually, consider purchasing protective covers for them that are designed to go between the pillow and your pillowcase. 4. Shower curtain liners. While shower curtains are usually easy to clean, most can be cleaned in the washing machine on the gentle cycle, the same rule doesn't apply to liners. They tend to quietly build up mold and mildew, Kilgore points out. And let's be honest, a new shower liner is a low-cost expense that really brightens up a bathroom. 5. Sponges and dish brushes. Just because you rinse off your sponges and dish brushes well, or attempt to clean them in the dishwasher, doesn't mean they aren't hiding germs. Kilgore says these items actually need to be replaced at least once a year, if not more frequently. They should really be replaced every few weeks, but if you've held on to one for over a year, it's definitely time, Kilgore says. Refreshing these items not only keeps your home cleaner, but it also gives you a chance to do a small reset, which can be surprisingly energizing. 6. undergarments and socks. Are those grippy socks you wear to Pilates every week losing their grip? Or, no judgments here, is your underwear not fitting the way it used to? Items like undies and socks don't last as long as you'd probably like them to. Undergarments and socks are the workhorses of your wardrobe, says Angelia York, vice president of St. Louis Closet Company. They're used daily and washed frequently, which means they wear out faster than you might realize. To determine which ones you should let go of, York suggests inspecting for stretched out waistbands, thinning fabric, or lost elasticity. Investing in fresh, supportive undergarments not only improves comfort, but helps your clothing fit and drape better, she adds. 7. White t-shirts and everyday basics. You might love that favorite white shirt or comfy joggers, but if you live in these garments, York advises a yearly replacement. White t-shirts, tanks, and camisoles are closet staples that can quickly become dingy, yellowed, or misshapen, she reveals. Even if you're meticulous with laundry, these items tend to lose their crisp look after repeated wear. A good rule of thumb, York follows. If a white item isn't truly white anymore, it's time to replace it. That concludes the article, 7 Everyday Essentials You Should Replace at Least Once a Year, According to Experts. We have time for one tip from Country Lore, Reader's Tips to Live By, from Mother Earth News, April-May 2025. Replacement Jar Covers. For many years, I found it extremely expensive to purchase replacement covers for canning jars used for storage. Then I started using the plastic covers when my 32-ounce minced garlic jar was empty. I also saved the covers from certain glass pasta sauce jars. This has saved me quite a bit of money. Dutchess, Virginia. We pay for top tips. Do you have handy home, farm, or garden advice? We'll pay you $25 for each tip we publish, plus another $25 if we use your photos. So send your niftiest tips to us at letters@motherearthnews.com. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.